Hello world, this is Diamond Dirk with WTFU World News, where we wake the fuck up for you. Today's episode will be about retrograde. Basically the retrograde rant, because I didn't make any material. Nothing's written or scripted today at all, and I didn't even look up or research anything, so I'm just going to go on about retrograde, what it is, how it affects us, and when it's over. Retrograde basically is it's a word that comes from a terminology from Roman times for going backwards, moving backwards. And I don't remember the exact words that it kind of is relative and derived from, but simple Wikipedia, you guys can find out that information. Now, when these planets seem to be going from our aspect here on Earth, seems like they're going backwards. I guess they're not actually going backwards, but life is fucking going in reverse, and that's for sure. A great example of how retrograde affects certain like elemental symbols, for example, I'm air, fire, and an air symbol when you break it down to my numerology for my birthday and the time born, location, and so forth. I'm like all smoke, you know? Well, fire and air are both greatly affected by Mercury's retrograde. If you want to check out your chart so that you can know a little bit more about yourself, I did put the second part to this episode should have a link where you can get a free update and some information on who you are. Now, retrograde affects the living hell out of me. You know, I already have like this up and down type of lifestyle, especially with a mood or, you know, how I feel physically. And let's say bipolar or personality disorder, whatever. I'm really affected by the planets and the stars and things like that, especially when Mercury is in retrograde. And right now we have multiple planets that are affecting us, and how they affect us. It can go from it affecting our relationship with electronics and electronics period, but also communication is really affected. So we want to make sure that we double check and rethink most of the things we're going to say, especially through electronics. It's kind of a weird time for me to have to shoot one of these podcasts. I might say to myself, here in a couple days, because August 18th, we'll seek freedom at a certain time when everything's good through that day. Everything should be back to normal. But during this time period, I've decided to do this podcast, which I wouldn't be surprised if there was some type of error or issue with this podcast, or even the way that I'm communicating with you guys. I'm going to look back at myself and say, that's retrograde speaking, not me. Now, for a great example, procrastination and confusion and misinterpretation, miscommunication, and things like that are something that you have to be aware of, that these retrogrades may affect you. And it matters what planet you house in a certain time of the year, your zodiac, and so forth, exact time of birth, location. You know, it has a lot to do with that. Basically the positioning of the stars and the positioning of the beginning of your life. So procrastination is the problem I had today, and it wasn't just procrastination, but just like any excuse I had. I needed to charge the phones extra. I needed to do another couple things on my computer. You know, I was not ready to do this, you know, I felt like. And it was just anything I could do to keep myself from starting this. So retrograde and the planets and my alignment might have been greatly affected by this. But I'm going to read a little bit of information from Wikipedia so that you guys can have a little bit more of an understanding of what's really going on. And I'll learn something right here with you guys, which is cool. So it says here on Wikipedia, apparent motion. Now it's saying from Earth. There's a lot of charts and guides and things like that that you guys can take a look at. If you were to just look up a Let me see. What did I type in? I typed in, I think it was retrogradation is what I typed in. And then I just chose the planetary retrogradation. And now it says the apparent motion from Earth. Now, when standing on the Earth, looking up in the sky, it appears that the moon travels from east to west, just as the sun and the stars do. In actual fact, the moon orbits the Earth from west to east. You know, so it's in reverse anyway, as we visualize it. So, as do the vast majority of man-made satellites, such as the International Space Station, the apparent westward motion of the moon from the Earth's surface is actually an artifact of it being in a super synchronous orbit. I'm not quite sure what that is. I'm not going to click on it and go through everything right now because I want to make this podcast as short and sweet and simple and stupid as I possibly can so that we can all learn a little bit from it. And I'm going to try to stop rambling. A little bit too much coffee. Now, this means that the Earth completes one sidereal rotation before the moon is able to complete one orbit. As a result, it looks like the moon is traveling in the opposite direction, otherwise known as apparent retrograde motion. This phenomenon is perhaps more notable on Mars, which has two natural satellites, Phobos and Deimos. Both moons orbit Mars in an eastward prograde direction. However, Deimos has an orbital period of 1.2 Martian sidereal days. Whatever the hell that is, you can get into it if you want to know, making it super synchronous. Once again, a word I'm not familiar with. Whereas Phobos has an orbital period of 0.31. All right, it's going through a lot of stuff that we don't need to actually read, but it's saying that the moons are traveling in an eastward prograde direction, but they appear to be traveling in opposite directions, which are viewed from the surface of Mars due to the orbital periods in relation to the rotation period of the planet. So any other planetary bodies that are in that solar system also appear that they're periodically switching directions as they come across the Earth sky. Now, though all stars and planets appear to move from the east and the west on a nightly basis in response to the rotation of Earth, the outer planets generally drift slowly eastward relative to the stars, asteroids, so forth, other objects, including like Pluto, dwarf star, whatever. but they exhibit an apparent retrogradation as well. So it's a lot to do with the positioning and the movement of these planets, stars, and so forth, and how they affect you and your zodiac symbol. So if you guys want to check out your own chart, birth chart, table, whatever they call it, definitely take a look at the second part to this episode, and there will be a link in there that you guys can follow, and you can get that done for free. All you need to know is just a little bit of information about where you were born, what time, and obviously you know the date. Now, what happens a lot with people in retrogrades is there's a lot of problems. It's anxieties, depressions, paranoia. And like I already have mentioned earlier in this podcast, you could definitely have some issues with technology being a little bitch. So just breathe, remind yourself that we're all going through some shit, whether it's retrograde or not, and let's all give one another a break. We're here to live, learn, and love life, so don't forget that, guys. Don't forget to pass on the information to anybody else that seems they're really going through it. Just tell them it'll be all right. Be there for them. Be supportive. Let them know that if they need someone to talk to, that you're there for them. And sometimes it's good to vent to a stranger. But for now, try to be cautious of what you say and what you do. Not only in person, but also online especially. We're all on our phones, we're always on our computers and so forth, so just give yourself a reminder when things just seem a little out of order. August 18th, 2018 is right around the fucking corner, guys. This is Diamond Dirk with WTFU News, where we wake the fuck up for you. Signing off.